Well, amen. Everybody said amen? Amen. All right, so we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10. It's on page 732. I got him. Didn't I, Andy? Amen. So glad to have our family here. I'm not going to embarrass them and call them out. But three boys and three daughter-in-laws and our seven grandchildren. A couple of them over there and some over here. And they're just a beautiful little tribe, aren't they? So Lynn's very happy. I'm happy, too. We all get together during the holidays. And Daniel and Angela and their kids are here from Canada. And so very happy. It's been a while since we've all been together. One little place. So thank you guys for being here. It's very, very special to us. We missed our Thanksgiving because we had a friend that visited. The old stomach bug. Some of you are probably familiar with that. So we're good now. We're not contagious. I just sound like I am, but I'm really not. And but we're going to eat after church today. Oh, come on. I'm not. Oh, I can't start laughing. I'll start coughing, see? But it's terrible, isn't it? So anyway, I'm going to stay back here. But we're going to eat after church today, our little family, and maybe celebrate a Thanksgiving. So that'll be fun. Be fun. Right, Anthony? All right, so I couldn't find my other glasses, so I got these. But it's going to have to work. Anyway, let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate the time together. Thank you for the beginning of the season. We do thank you for the Thanksgiving holidays. And Lord, we just really, really thank you for the opportunity to live in America. Thank you for our families, our health. Don't ever want to take that for granted. So we do thank you. We ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless the people on the back of our bulletin that need healing or help or direction or guidance or whatever. All the folks on the back of our bulletin, Lord, that need prayer, we just lift them up to you and ask that you'll provide their needs and help them. You know what's best for them. So we just give them over to you and lay them at the foot of the cross. Father, we thank you for our family. And we, as always, Father, we pray for our missionaries around the world, spreading the good news in all the crazy places around the world. And also, we don't ever want to forget our military. We ask you to help them as they defend our country. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, we're entering into the Christmas season. So, I'm excited about that. Lynn and I love the Christmas season. Yesterday, we started feeling better. And she loves the Black Friday thing, you know. To me, I'd rather have leprosy than go to Black Friday shopping. But anyway, she started feeling better. I started feeling better too. And she says, please take me to just somewhere. I could just say, Ulta. Anybody know what Ulta is? All the ladies know that's like makeup heaven for women or whatever. It's where men go that'd be real bad, right? Real bad. But anyway, so I took her to Ulta and I sat in the parking lot and drinking apple cider cinnamon caramel apple cider drink thing. And I was listening to Christmas music and sitting there drinking that thing. And actually, I was very happy sitting in the parking lot waiting on her. Any man know what I'm talking about? You ever dropped your wife off and you wait in the parking lot while she goes in to do whatever? Oh, y'all don't leave me out there like that. No one else? Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it. Man. So anyway, very excited about it. Now, today happens to be, you know, the first Sunday of Advent. And if you guys remember, about 3 or 4 years ago, we did the whole Advent. Remember the Advent thing where we lit the candles each Sunday for 4 Sundays? And that was really cool. I like that. That's a tradition that, you know, people do. And I think it's precious, and we focus on the 4 things at Advent, you know. But we're not going to do that this year. But Advent is, it's really, it's a Latin, It comes from the Latin word that means arrival. It means coming, you know, arrival. This is coming. So you're anticipating the arrival of, right? And for us as Christian believers, the Advent season for us is the anticipation and the celebration of the arrival of the Christ child at Christmas. And it's a beautiful thing for us and as followers of Christ and it's exciting. It's exciting, you know. And so that's the Advent season starts, and it goes 4 Sundays until Christmas. And then there's another expectation of the arrival that we celebrate at Advent. It's the anticipation of the second coming, the arrival of the second coming of Christ. And when Jesus comes finally to set up his kingdom on heaven, and what a glorious day that will be, you know. So we're definitely looking forward to that. When King Jesus comes and sets up his kingdom on earth, what a glorious time that will be. So let's look at Isaiah. Now hang with me, okay? Isaiah 11:10. It says, "In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people. For the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious." Everybody said amen? Amen. So we're going to take a really different look at a Christmas story here. And it's a different character. It's unusual for a Christmas message, but I just feel like this is what the Lord laid on my heart. And so Jesse in the Bible is the father of David. Remember David? King David, David killed a giant, all that, you know. And it's a very important part in the family heritage of Jesus, Jesse. Now, we don't know very much about Jesse. Most of what we do know has him connected with his famous son, David. Now, the root of Jesse is really a metaphor. The term root of Jesse really stands for the Messiah. The Messiah meaning the Savior of the world, Jesus coming, the baby Jesus in the manger, and all that. That's the root of Jesse. And that word root basically means the family ancestors. We all have the root system in our families, the family ancestors. Now, Jesse was King David's father. We know this from the family records in the book of Matthew and the book of Luke. It's pretty obvious right there. Now, Jesus was descended from the line of Jesse and his son David. Now, that word root right there in that scripture, the Hebrew word for that is sheresh. You know, I can't speak Hebrew, but I do like to look up these words because it gives you a little deeper meaning. It means sheresh, and this is what it implies, that word root. It implies that the root remains, and listen carefully, the root remains alive and sends up a shoot or a branch. In other words, the root of Jesse was a root from which other descendants will come from. In other words, this is alive. It's not going to die. This root system, this family, line is not going to die. There will be a branch that will come from that. Now, you got to understand, during that time when Isaiah was prophesying, there was a current hope with the people that there would be a glorious earthly king that would come and take over and rescue them. And he would assume the throne of David. And they were looking for this earthly king to come and set up his kingdom and build his army and wipe out all the bad guys, as we would say, and set up their earthly kingdom. Now, studying about the coming Messiah, this is what they poured their life into. They poured their life into studying about this coming Messiah, this Advent, this Savior of the world. They were studying it from thousands of years back, all the way back to Daniel. You remember we talked about that a couple years ago with Daniel being, you know, part of the Magi that for the king and that kind of thing. You know, three wise men, the Magi that came, you know, with the camels and the Christmas gifts and all that for Jesus. You know, there's Magi. So they were studying the coming of the Messiah for thousands of years, and they knew that there was something going to happen big. Now, another prophet named Samuel told and promised David that his offspring would establish a eternal kingdom. Okay, and so that was kind of freaking them out a little bit there, because they were wanting this big, powerful army to come, and Samuel was like, "Nah, this is what's going to happen." And so I'm going to read that to you in 2 Samuel chapter 7. This is what God said through the prophet Samuel about all this. He said, "When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever." Right? I had to do that for my voice, sorry. That's getting lame, isn't it, guys? I've done that like 10 times before. I don't know why. It's funny to me. But Samuel laid it straight. He told him exactly what was going on. This is going to be an eternal kingdom when the Messiah comes in Jesus. That's what he's setting up. Now, Isaiah uses this metaphor, the root of Jesse. And this is the main point of the message here. And again, it's an unusual Christmas message or story. But it promises the Messiah King who will be born of David's family line. And this is what we're talking about. This is all we're doing here. Everything we're doing is about this promise. The baby Jesus is coming in a manger, born of a virgin, the Savior of the world. This phrase, root of Jesse, also calls into the focus of Jesus' humanity. The Messiah would possess human ancestry. It also underscores Christ's humble origins. So back to Jesse again. As a shepherd from Bethlehem. Listen to how this kind of ties together. It's real interesting. As a shepherd from Bethlehem, Jesse occupied somewhat of a humble station in life. Matter of fact, King Saul often used to get real passive-aggressive with him, and King Saul would use the phrase, "son of Jesse," to refer to David as a derogatory manner. Basically just trying to pick at Jesse. I mean, trying to pick at him, yeah. And hurt his feelings and cut him down. And, you know, King Saul had all kind of issues and problems with that. But instead of this affecting the family and it perishing, Jesse's family grew. It grew into a branch. And it bore fruit. It did not die. It did not wither away. It was God's plan the whole time. And out of this, the fruit of the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Isaiah 11:1 says, listen to the words here. 11:1 says, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. And all you farmers understand about stumps, right? You know, these things. And from his roots, a branch will bear fruit. Now, let's talk about the traditions again. you know, lighting the candles and all that tradition. There's another tradition. We've never done this in our family. I think it's kind of cool, though. But there's a thing called a Jesse tree. Anybody familiar with that? Jesse tree. This is during the Advent time. Some people use a Jesse tree to represent the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And it's kind of neat. I was going to mention it to Heath and Emily. A little distracted with our friend last week. The Jesse tree is an Advent custom that originates from Isaiah's prophecy about the root of Jesse. The Jesse tree tradition goes all the way back to the Middle Ages. And it's kind of cool. It's in history books big time. I did a little research into this. And what they do is they'll have wall hangings that come down. The stained glass windows and paintings and all these things depicting a tree, literally a tree, with Jesse at the roots and Jesus at the top branch. And and during that time, way back in that day, you'll find it everywhere. And the reason is, you know how we learn by stories, right? Jesus told stories, Jesus told parables, and we remember by these stories. And these were like vivid illustrations. And they were used to allow unschooled people to learn the stories in the scripture from the time of creation until the birth of Christ. That's pretty cool. I even did a little more research and I found like you could cut out ornaments and all these different things. And anybody know what I'm talking about? You ever done it, Lindsay? Somebody in here I was talking to about that. But it's pretty neat, you know. It's pretty neat. Today, they say that families use this Jesse tree to teach their children about the Bible and the story of salvation mainly at Christmas time. And they even have ornaments where the kids will color them and they'll tell stories. And every day, for like 24 days, they tell the stories of what happened, and it's really neat. I like it. I might consider doing it next year at Christmas time here or something, you know, if it flows. Now, back to Jesse. While little is known from Scripture about him, he is really mentioned throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it's pretty obvious that he's talking about Jesus Christ, the ancestry of Jesus. In the book of Acts, I found this is interesting. In the book of Acts, Paul makes it clear about this root of Jesse. God's promise to David was indeed the Messiah, the Savior of the world. This is what it says. Paul says in Acts chapter 13, 22 and 23. Acts 13, 22, 23. Paul says, after removing Saul, King Saul, right? After removing Saul, he made David their king. And God testified concerning him. God said, I have found David, son of Jesse. Here it is again. You know, God says, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. From this man's descendants, God brought to Israel the Savior, Jesus, as promised. Amen? That's exciting to me. Now, in Isaiah, Jesse is mentioned as the stump again. Right, Danny? As a stump from which a branch would come forth to be a banner. Everybody say banner. Would be a banner for all peoples. And this branch that he's talking about is Jesus Christ. So Jesus is going to become a banner. He is a banner for all nations to rally around. For all people to rally around. And Micah 5:2 identifies Bethlehem again. And it says the little town of Jesse. That this would come the King of all kings. And here we're talking about baby Jesus again, born in a manger. The branch from the root of Jesse would eventually spring forth and bear everlasting fruit. We're talking about Jesus. In the New Testament, it starts out. This is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. I'm going to close right here, so listen to this right here. Listen closely. Jesus' genealogy in Matthew references to not only Israelites, but also Gentiles. Gentiles meaning everyone else. Red, yellow, black, or white. Including Rahab, the God-fearing mother of Boaz, the former prostitute from Jericho, and also Ruth, the Moabites, right? Who was the grandmother of Jesse. See how it all connects? From this mixed crew, I don't want to say motley crew, but from this mixed clan, Jews and Gentiles, Christ came to be the banner. The banner. Not just for the people of Israel, but for the peoples of all nations. For everyone. Rich, poor, black, white, all nationalities. We're talking about giving money to missions, world missions. Jesus came, born of a virgin, Savior of the world. Whoever believes in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. Although a rather minor character in a biblical story, Jesse shares in a rich pedigree, essential to God's plan, essential to God's plan of redemption for all the nations, for everyone. You're going to hear this scripture every Sunday the rest of the year. Luke 2:11-12. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Amen. Do you know the Savior this morning? Do you know Jesus? Amen? That's the question. Let's all bow our head and close our eyes. And I'm going to pray with us. If you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I want to give you that opportunity now. You can pray with me. Right, sitting right there in your pew. You can just repeat this simple prayer. God, I repent of my sins. I place my faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. From this day forward, I will follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.